guys to you, whether or not?
I think there's a good chance. I do, you know. So I wouldn't say it if I didn't think so, because I know I'd get it if I'm wrong. So.
That Treader can't go or can't play the whole game. How do you feel about Austin Ryder?
Feel really good about him. He's had a good week of practice. He knocked the rust off playing center. He's done some other things for us last week. So I think if that happens, he'll go in there and represent us well. If Sean can't, you know, obviously Spencer's the next guy up. But I think Sean will be fine.
I talked to Kenny a little bit yesterday. And if he plays Sunday, he thought the break might help him kind of restart after that struggle to begin with. Do you see the same thing?
Oh, no doubt. You know, I thought that was important. I just want him to be healthy first and foremost, you know, so that he can put his best foot forward. You know, we do need to get the best version of Kenny Britt. And I think that's what's important, you know. So if there's anything that I think is not right, then obviously I would hold him, you know. So we'll see where he is tomorrow.
Time's gone by, and we haven't asked you about Watt and Merciless. With those guys out, I mean, are you catching a break?
No, they're still pretty good without those guys. Those guys obviously are fantastic players. I mean, J.J. Watt, 3-time defensive player of the year, and Merciless had unbelievable years. So, I mean, if you can call it catching a break, I don't see the break because they're still pretty good. Clowney, that guy Clowney is still over there, and McKinney and Jonathan Joseph and the rest of the crew. So they have a good defensive football team.
You talked about when Deshaun was quarterback, not get put him susceptible to a bunch of hits, right, trying to minimize the hits.
Mm-hmm.
With Kevin in there and how good he is running the zone read, do you have to be careful with Kevin taking hits, or is he good when he's running the ball outside the
No, I think he understands. I mean, the key to – this, you know, just like Deshaun did. I mean, these guys, longevity, you got to be out there playing. And I think they both know how to protect themselves and get down and play within our system. So I think they'll do – I mean, obviously, I think Kevin will do a good job that way.
How do you view Kevin's arm talent? I mean, mostly we saw him last year running the ball, but how is he as a thrower or a passer?
I think he can throw the ball well, you know, he puts the ball in the right places, in the right spots, plays with anticipation. So I think that helps him. You know, I just think the young man knows how to play. You know, he has enough arm talent and strength to do the things that we need him to do, and he's demonstrated that.
He's been so good for you in the first drives when he's been in there, and you guys have kind of struggled in the first quarter with first drives. Are you hoping for a spark right out of the
Absolutely. Game? I mean, the name of the game is go score. You know, we don't put together a script that says don't. You know, we're trying to score every chance we get. So it just hadn't happened for us. So we haven't been consistent enough yet. Whether it's penalties, as I've said before, or an assignment here or there, we've got to continue to get better that way.
Because Kevin's been around for a while and people have seen him and know of him, people might forget this is his first NFL start.
Yeah, probably so. You know, he's played, you know, for us a year ago. But like you said, this is his first NFL start. But I haven't noticed any difference in him. You know, he's steady Eddie and excited about the opportunity, but understands that, hey, look, I got to go play well.
You've seen in the past, you know, occasionally quarterback shakeup can create a spark. Is there anything in practice? I'm thinking of Brian Hoyer. I know it was before you were here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in practice that are the guys like, excited about this? Is there any kind of sense that...
No, I think our guys are excited about anybody that can help us win and does the things that allow us the opportunity to win. So whether it's that quarterback, running back, receiver, offensive line, I don't think anybody has an ego that way. I think they want to do anything and everything we can to win a football game, so I think our players look at it that way.